You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Dealership.
Afternoon, everyone, and welcome into the Gym Class for a Thursday here at KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we get things started during the 3 o'clock hour here today. Scott Unash from our studios. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes will join us coming up in a moment from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk with Tom Keating, the executive director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association. As you can imagine, plenty to talk about with Tom, and we'll look ahead to the fall. We will look back at what I think has to be looked at as a very successful summer. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. The 102nd PGA Championship is underway at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, and good news on that front, and we will tell you about that coming up here in just a little bit. The first college football preseason poll is out. The coaches' poll is out. We will talk about that with you coming up as well today. So plenty to dive into. 319-366-1600 is the text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That's our phone line as well at 319-366-1600 if you would like to step in as well. And Mark joins us from the back porch on a beautiful day, watching a little golf, I would imagine. Tiger Vision's on now, Mark. Good afternoon.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Scott. Hopefully you are well and Buttons. And yeah, I'm toggling back and forth between the PGA as Zach Johnson finishes his 18th hole and the completion of the Twins and Pirates.
How's that going?
The Twins leading 5-3.
Wow.
Heading to the ninth, yeah.
And that would put the Twins 12-2? 11-2?
Well, you win like that, you lose track, Scott. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
It is the Pirates, by the way, okay? We know that.
I know, but it is Major League Baseball, as they say. But, yeah, well, when that goes final, please let us know. Pass that along, if you will, okay?
Sure will.
All right. Let's get to it. Let's start with the major going on at Harding Park in San Francisco. And so far, it's been, for the most part, benign weather conditions. We heard nothing but the heavy air, the big winds and what have you, and it's sunny, mid-60s right now, and the scores are showing it so far. And one of those low scores being thrown up there by our own Zach Johnson, which is great to see.
Yeah, just a guy from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, you know, and Zach is 44 now, but he is in tie for second place right now as he faces a 5.5-foot putt for par on the very difficult ninth hole at Harding Park in San Francisco. Zach with 5 birdies. He did bogey his 17th hole of the day, the very difficult eighth. Scott, I'd be lucky to make double bogey on 8 and 9. I mean, 8 is a 237-yard par 3, the number 2 handicap hole. Number 9, par 4, 518 yards. The most difficult hole on the course.
It's a converted par 5, I believe.
Yeah, Zach finishing up his round. We'll let you know how that ends. But certainly a solid start either way for Zach Johnson.
Yeah, very solid.
But plenty of familiar names near the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, this is kind of an unusual first round so far, because I say that usually, and somebody on Twitter made a very interesting comment today and said that, where's Charlie Hoffman? He's not playing, and he's usually leading these things after the first round. Mm-hmm. You usually get some lesser knowns, if you will, at the top of the leaderboard after the first round of a lot of majors, but I tell you what, the guys are digging in early. Big Game Brooks is on the prowl. He just finished up at -4. Koepka did. So he is right there looking for back-to-back-to-back at the PGA. So he has put himself in position. And, yes, Mr. Woods, is out on the course right now, is not really striking the ball particularly out of this world, but he has made a couple of bombs, and right now I believe he's at 3 under, but he's playing that very difficult par 3 eighth, and he short-sighted himself, it looks like, right there. So that's going to be a tough up and down, and then he's got the 510-yard par 4 ninth to play.
Yeah, Jason Day is your leader right now, 5 under par 65. Good stuff there from Jason Day. And then a log jam at -4 with Scottie Scheffler, today's Charlie Hoffman, Martin Keimer, former major champion, Xander Schauffele, Bud Cauley. All those players are finished. Brooks Koepka, Justin Rose, still yet to play their 18th hole. And Zach Johnson, as I said, just completing his 18th. Those guys at 4 under, but kind of a stampede and behind them. By the way, Zach has finished his round. He made that 5.5 foot par putt on the 9th hole. 4 under par 66 for Zach.
Very good playing for Zach. But you mentioned you got Schauffele up there. You got Jason Day leading. Brooks Koepka, 4 under. Justin Rose, 4 under. Finau shot 67 today. Daniel Berger is 3 under. Gary Woodland, the U.S. Open champion, is at 3 under par as well. Dustin Johnson has one more hole to play. He's at 2 under. Open champion Shane Lowry is at 2 under as well. This thing is chock full of big names already, and we're only in round one.
Yeah, that's so very true. Phil Mickelson, Victor Hovland, and the like have not even gone off yet. We've got primetime golf, which I know you and I both love. And the beauty of this tournament, or maybe the ugliness, is that PGA club professionals qualify for this event. Judd Gibb out of Fort Dodge, he is in the field. He's going to tee off about 4:30 Central Time. But I always like to follow those guys and see how they do. And invariably, one of them, you know, makes a bit of a run, and that's fun to see.
It is. It is. And hopefully our Iowan will do that. By the way, there are two Zach Johnsons playing this week. One of those club professionals is also named Zach Johnson, and he and our very own Zach Johnson had a photo taken, the same as the last time Zach played with another Zach Johnson. So this is becoming, I guess, what, two times is more than a habit, right?
Well, yeah, Zach T. Johnson out of Utah, as you mentioned, is in the field. Not going particularly well for Zach T. Johnson. And I think he's several strokes over par, if I can scroll through this. Yeah, 10 over par through 14. So only 14 strokes separate the two Zachs right now.
Yeah. By the way, 319-366-1600 is the text line, phone line as well. Tiger did make a bogey short-sighted on the 8th, so he goes back to 2 under if he can negotiate a little tap-in coming up, which he does. So he is at 2 under par, and we'll keep you updated on how the golf as they bring it home. Although some haven't teed off, they've really elongated the tee times for the first couple rounds at TPC Harding Park. They started off at usually pretty much the regular time that you would think, and that's 7 o'clock local time, and they're going to tee guys off all the way, what, through like, what, 3:30, 4 o'clock local time. So they've really got them strewn out there.
Yeah, only 93 players have begun their round or have completed it. So what's that, another 50-60 players yet to get into the round?
Yep, somewhat. By the way, Ryan, Rory McIlroy is at even, and Justin Thomas having a tough day. He is at +2 right now, including I believe a lost ball. You get in these trees out there, they're like catcher's mitts, these cypress trees out there. So you got to go over the tree. You can't hit it through the tree. And if you try to hit it through the tree or make a mistake, more often than not, that ball is not coming down.
90% error does not apply on this course with those trees. And some of them are huge in circumference. I mean, they're not maybe redwoods, but I saw a couple pictures of guys standing next to some of these trees, and they're enormous.
They are. They are. 319-366-1600. So that's the golf story. Going to talk to Tom Keating coming up here in just a little bit. Of course, yesterday, the Big Ten announcing their football schedule. ACC coming out with their football schedule 2.0 today. The big date to circle is, I believe, November the 7th. As if there is a season, and it's still going on November the 7th. Pretty big day in South Bend, Indiana, when preseason number one Clemson comes to South Bend to take on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in an ACC battle. So that's the big one you need to remember as far as the ACC is concerned.
No question about it. That's going to be an incredible game, I think. And it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing in the ACC plays out with Notre Dame. And I don't know if I'm going to stop saying if we have a season, because it seems so obvious that phrase should be applied. But all we can go on is what we know right now. And, of course, Notre Dame is not going to play Navy this year. First time since 1927, you may have heard at the top of the show, 93 years, and that game will not take place. And several other good and not so good items coming out of college football related to COVID-19, Scott.
Yeah, very much so. But the big thing to talk about is the fact we have a college football poll, the coaches poll is out. And as we mentioned just a little bit earlier on, Clemson will start the season. They picked up 38 first-place votes. Only three teams had first-place votes. Clemson, Ohio State, your number two for Coach Day, and Alabama at number three. It must be nice to be preseason number three and have that as a disappointment, because I can't remember the last time Alabama wasn't one or two in the preseason football poll.
So how about the defending national champion? Cajun Troy wants to know.
Yeah, well, we're going to get there. SEC triumvirate 3-4-5. Georgia in at number four. And yes, Cajun Troy, your defending national champion LSU Tigers will start the season at number five. I beg your pardon, they did pick up six votes. So there were four teams that did get first placed votes out there. It's your usual run of yes, we know about these folks for the most part. 6-10, you got Oklahoma, the top team out of the Big 12 conference. Not a big surprise as far as that is concerned right there. Penn State at number seven, despite the fact that their star linebacker is going to sit out. Penn State also announcing today that they are not going to have fans for their games. A rising Florida Gator program will start the season at number eight. And watch Florida this year in the SEC. That is a very tough program that is getting back up to where they once belonged. Despite a lot of losses, Oregon will start the season at number nine. I think that's a little high as far as the Ducks are concerned. And Notre Dame will start the season at number 10. Your second 10, Auburn at number 11. The Wisconsin Badgers will start the season at number 12. Then you've got Texas A&M, Mark, at 13. That's interesting, in my opinion, anyway. A lot of young talent for Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher, but we'll see. We'll see. That's pretty high. Then you got to chalk it up again every year, no matter what kind of season they're coming off of. And lately it's been disappointing after disappointing after disappointing. But there's Texas in at number 14 yet again in the preseason poll. Michigan at 15. Then you got Okie State at 16. USC is 17, Mark. USC is 17. 18 is Minnesota. Up-and-coming North Carolina in at number 19, and the Utes of Utah in at number 20. And then 21 through 25, local flavor. Central Florida at 21, Cincinnati 22. The Iowa Hawkeyes check in preseason at number 23 in the coaches' poll. Virginia Tech 24, and number 25, the Iowa State Cyclones check in. And I know a lot of people are out there going, how is USC 17 and Iowa 23?
It's going to be interesting because I've been an Associated Press voter in the past. And, you know, pretty much everybody's playing the same number of games. As we know this year, that's not going to be the case. Many teams are just going to play 10. Tulane announced today, Troy Dannon, the athletic director down there, the former UNI athletic director, says Tulane's going to play 12 games. And there are others that will as well. So it's going to be kind of an uneven landscape, hard to figure out. But at least we don't have some of these cupcakes in the non-conference portion that, you know, gum up the works. And I've always said that let's have that first poll around the 1st of October after games have been played, and we can evaluate some of these teams. And by the way, Cage and Troy in the text line in regard to LSU being what, fifth, Scott?
Yes.
She said, that's okay. We'll still be number one at the end.
Oh, you got to love enthusiasm. You got to love optimism. May very well for Coach O down there. 3:20 here on the show. We'll talk more about the college football poll. We'll talk more golf as well. The PGA underway, round number one. Zach Johnson in with a 4-under par 66 today. Very good playing for Zach. Tied right now for second. Former champion Jason Day, who won it up at Whistling Straits. He is your leader right now with a 5-under par 65. Still about a third of the field yet to even tee off over at Harding Park in San Francisco. But we're going to take a break, come back. We are going to talk about the many facets of the Iowa High School Athletic Association with the executive director, our friend Tom Keating. And we'll do that when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class on this Thursday right here on KGYM.
Hey, guys, whether you're keeping things looking good around the house or taking it easy on the weekend, Vernon Village True Value has you covered.
Yeah, Jim. Like a Greenworks electric blower for just $29.99 or a Master Mechanic drill on sale for only $34.99.
You know it, Hal. And a 30-quart cooler is just $79.99. That's 50 bucks off.
For summer living, you know where to go. Right, audience?
Yeah.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road, Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
Baseball is finally back for the 2020 season, and let's just say, we're all ready. Follow along as our twin squad looks to pick up where they left off last year.
Back it goes, deep it goes, and gone!
And some of this.
Swing and a miss, he got him. The Minnesota Twins win it!
It's a season to remember how important Twins baseball truly is. One team, one territory, one season. The 2020 Minnesota Twins. Baseball is back.
And yet another major brand just announced it's halting.
At this time, it appears major advertisers all over the country are refocusing their efforts on radio.
As an advertiser, you have to trust your partners to protect your brand's truth. Radio advertising.
Trusted to deliver your brand's truth.
Radio. It's on.
KGYM is proud to have the trust of so many local advertisers. We'd be honored to earn yours, too. Connect with us. Sales at KZIA.com.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Oil change coming up? We can help you out. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same-day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do you want a da-da-da?
I have not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressa da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressa and sa.
Mka.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressa da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah. Now I know. Da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM at 324. We're going to talk to Tom Keating from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. We're going to do that here in just a few minutes. Gave you the coaches' top 25 preseason football poll. That's refreshing and a little bit normal to say in this year of 2020. Hopefully we will continue and have a college football season and get that thing rolling. Want to remind you, each Friday at 5 o'clock, we invite you to tune in to KGYM's Drive Time. It's driven by Linder Tire. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will take the hour to talk about the weekend's upcoming big local and regional events. It's brought to you by Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. And they are still open for business. Call for an appointment or make one online. That's LinderTire.com. 319-366-1600 is our text line. That is the phone line as well as we keep you updated on the PGA Championship. And also, of course, talked a little bit about the top 25. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here as well. After we talk to Tom Keating, we're going to efforting him and getting him ready to go as far as talking about getting ready for the fall. As far as football, mainly football, but there's also, of course, other sports going on, fall golf, cross country, the like going on. So we'll talk with Tom about that here in hopefully just a couple of minutes. As Tiger makes his way down the stretch, he has hit the ninth green in regulation, pin high about a 35-footer or so, and he'll have that for birdie.
Yes, he will, and a good opening start for Tiger Woods. And please let Buttons know. I just messaged him on Facebook in regards to an email I received from Tom Keating just now. So, well, we're hopeful of getting Tom here momentarily.
We will. We'll get him on and ready to go. By the way, your low professional is in at number 25. And what is our friend from Fort Dodge? What is his name again, Mark?
That is Judd Gibb, and he doesn't tee off for another hour. Or so.
Okay, so I did not see him. That's why.
Yeah,
that'd be the worst, to sit around until 4 o'clock and have to think about your first round in a major championship. That's tough.
Well, just playing period as a club pro is daunting, and some of these club pros have experienced that before, but I'm not sure that Judd Gibb has. Out of Fort Dodge, but our friend Sean McCarty has played in it before.
Yep.
Down there, the head pro at Brown Deer, and it's quite a crown of achievement for a club pro to be playing in this championship.
Very much so, very much so. 319-366-1600, and we talked about the preseason top 25 and just talked about how it shapes up. If you missed it, Iowa preseason number 23 and Iowa State in at number 25. Second consecutive year that both Iowa and Iowa State have been in the preseason top 25. You'd like to be, as Cajun Troy pointed out to us, in that postseason top 25, if not top 10. So that's what you're shooting for at this point. A lot of people, of course, were a little bit a little rankled by the fact that USC is, what, six spots ahead of the Iowa Hawkeyes in the preseason poll. Not that that means a whole lot at this point, but you got to remember that USC has one of the top quarterbacks in the country coming back. Mr. Slovis off the bowl game a year ago. And if you got a quarterback, Mark, people think of you a little bit more highly, I believe, just because it's the glamour position.
Well, no question about it. And that's what a lot of the comments were yesterday in regards to the Iowa Hawkeyes with Spencer Petras coming in and not having taken many snaps. As Hayden Fry would say, when the bullets are flying. And while he's been in the program for a couple of years, it's quite different to step on the field in that first game of the season against a Big Ten opponent without any experience. He might be great. He might be very inconsistent.
Yeah.
That's one of the questions that faces the Iowa Hawkeyes as opposed to Brock Purdy at Iowa State. Campbell and fans know what they're getting in Brock Purdy, a very accomplished quarterback to lead that ball club. And that's an advantage, but maybe, you know, it's debatable as to how much of an advantage it is.
Yeah, very much so. 319-366-1600. Tiger is tapped in for par, finished 200 par 68 in his first round. Looks like Rory McIlroy is going to be even, and Justin Thomas just rolled in about a 15-foot birdie putt on the 515-yard par 4-9th, so he finishes back at plus one.
It's always amazing how these guys can bounce back, unlike you and I.
Yeah. Here's the stat of the day. Two things here. First of all, hats off. Well, Rory's got one more putt before he finishes even. Hats off to our friend Bob Denny. And I know that J.R. Ogden talked about this in a column he had, I believe, in Monday or Tuesday's paper in the sports section. Bob, a longtime writer with the Cedar Rapids Gazette, left the Gazette, as you know, Mark, and went to work for the PGA of America. And we've had Bob on numerous times to talk about Ryder Cups, etc. And Bob recently has retired from day-to-day operations as far as the PGA of America is concerned. That was his dream job. Loves golf, and he is going to stick around, though, with the PGA as the historian emeritus, if you will. So Bob will still be around, but what a great guy.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to work with Bob and work for me when I was sports editor at the Gazette, and very versatile writer, good golfer in his own right. And I remember the day he told me he was going to go to work for the PGA, and I said, the PGA? The PGA of America? And he said, yeah. And former Cedar Rapids Country Club pro Jock Olson, who did a lot of work with the PGA of America, kind of paved the way and helped Bob land that job. And he's been in Ponte Vedra Beach for many years.
A bad gig if you can get it.
No. And perhaps he is participating in this championship. He always has. But carved out a very nice career, and he's going to be the PGA historian emeritus there. And Bob's always loved the historical aspect of golf, as most of us have. And, you know, congratulations to Bob on retirement, but it doesn't sound like he's going to kick his feet up for any length of time.
Before we get to Tom Keating here, the stat of the day, part two here. Since 2016 in golf majors, Brooks Koepka is 74 under par. Think about that. 74 under par. The next closest. Can you take an educated guess at the next closest figure?
I'm going to say, let's say, John Rahm.
No. Jordan Spieth.
Okay.
Minus 22. 52,
that's amazing.
52 shots between what Brooks Koepka has done and the rest of golf in majors over the last 4 years. That is truly, truly incredible. 319-366-1600. And we're going to bring in our guest, and that is Tom Keating, the executive director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association. And Tom, of course, a longtime educator and coach and administrator here in the eastern part of the state, Dubuque Wallert, and then, of course, at Cedar Rapids Xavier here. And we've known Tom for a long, long time, and now has moved on to Boone with the Iowa High School Athletic Association. And Tom, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it. How's everything going?
It's good. Things are good. How are you guys?
Well, we're well, and that's the best part. Are you there, Tom?
I can't hear you guys.
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, I'm going to hang up and call in again.
Okay, we'll have you call back. Tom's going to call back, and we'll get there, and we'll get that all taken care of. So,
believe me, this is going to be worthwhile, and I think Tom might have, in our communication, got his calendar crossed a little bit because the last email I sent him just a few minutes ago said he's out of the office yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So, but we'll get Tom back on here and
are you guys
have
there?
A.
Yes. Can you hear us, Tom?
I can. Yep. Now we're good.
All right. Very good. Very good. Second time's always the charm, right?
You got it. You bet.
But we are well. Thank you for asking. And hopefully you and everybody else over at the association are doing well.
We are. Thanks. We're gearing up. You know, we as you know, we just finished up our summer season and now gearing up for the fall.
Yeah, Tom, all the input I got and from a personal standpoint is that they thought you and your organization did a terrific job during baseball, knowing that there were probably going to be a hiccup or two. But when you talk about 96-97% of the teams finishing the season, that's pretty good.
You know, considering what we were facing, it is. Obviously, we consider 100% a success. But when we look at the situation we were dealing with, I think we got to say that it was a successful season.
What did you learn? And I'm sure you had many, many discussions with your staff. And what were some of the things that you can share with us anyway that you learned in the summer that you're going to implement as far as the fall and even beyond that is concerned?
Well, I think one of the things we learned was how diligent our ADs, coaches, and players were regarding the protocols. We learned that inside the lines, things went really well. We didn't experience transmission of the virus from player to player, player to coach, coach to player, coach to coach. Anybody that was impacted contracted the virus outside the program. So we think the protocols were important, and we feel like our folks that were immediately involved were the ones that really adhered to those and made sure things went well.
Tom, so many football questions from me and others I've talked to. Let's get into that. And I just want to begin with a very general question. As you lay your head down at night, assuming you do, you have a football plan in place. Do you consider it more fixed or more fluid?
I think it's fluid. I think so is baseball and softball for Gene. I think we recognize that we could be faced with changes at any time, at any day, new information that we're going to have to adjust to. And, I think the battle cry for us the past few months has been adapt, and problem solve and figure out how to handle the challenges that come our way. So we feel like we have a good plan in place. And, based upon that, we think things can go well. But as you know, the information changes daily. And if we get new information that tells us otherwise, we'll have to make some adjustments.
Well, you've already made one adjustment, and that is, as far as football is concerned, going with a 7-week season now and the first 2 weeks anyway, optional. It sounds like most teams are going to play as far as those first 2 weeks are concerned. And with everything going on in 2020, I think a very good idea by you guys to, as far as 4A is concerned, not have an Eastern Iowa team make its way over to Central Iowa. Just keep conferences together, if you will, for 4A for this year and kind of simplify things. And I'm sure that's what you guys were thinking and brought on that decision.
Yeah, we knew the first 2 weeks for most of the 3A through 8 player were non-district games, and we also realized that we needed some flexibility with 4A in regard to the travel, because quite frankly, in 4A, that's where most of the travel was as it related to our pods. So, yeah, we just felt like we needed to do some adjusting there to keep people closer for two reasons. – one, not go so far away that you were going into districts that maybe were a little different in terms of the pandemic percentages that your district was experiencing. And also, we realized transportation cost because, the number of vehicles you might have to take in order to be able to social distance increased. We didn't want to burden schools with that. The other thing was and we're seeing it now, right, guys, that some schools are delaying the start of school, and we wanted to give schools the opportunity to start a little later with the football season and volleyball, swimming, cross country, and golf if they needed to. So overall, we just felt like, it was a thing to do. And, so far it's been received okay from our ADs and schools. We've had a couple of folks who had some challenges regarding the scheduling of some of those games. But overall, we think it's been a pretty good thing.
Tom, I'm sure you went through a lot of models and got a lot of input in various areas. One question I get is that why in Class 4A anyway, why eliminate weeks 8 and 9 and expand the playoffs by 2 rounds? Now, in 4A, I understand that the 4A teams are going to get that 8th game because everybody's going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But how did you land on what you did?
Well, we decided actually to shift. We took those district schedules and moved them to weeks, 3 through 9 and 3 through 7 and then allowed schools to do what they wanted to do with those first 2 weeks. But we felt like, one of our thoughts was we had some baseball and softball teams that were impacted by COVID. And if we saw that in football and we maintained that 9-game schedule and we used our RPI, not only was the school that was impacted by COVID going to be affected in terms of the RPI, but so were their opponents. And so we wanted to make sure that we left enough weeks available for everybody to enter the playoffs so that we didn't have to worry about the RPI.
Yeah.
Tom, let me follow up there.
Sure.
Most schools are going to miss out on a home game that they might have had in week 8 or 9. Was mm-hmm. that taken into consideration as well?
It was, and we're having internal discussions regarding, how we might be able to assist, whether it's some sort of increase in host allowance for that first round of the playoffs or, some sort of revenue sharing. We're having those discussions internally, and we recognize the impact that it had on folks. We also realize that, some of our schools in the spring were impacted, particularly in track and soccer in terms of spectators and gate. But football being what it is, and so many folks coming, not only football parents, but cheer parents, band parents, dance team parents in some cases, we know that that's going to impact gates. So we're going to have some discussion about what we can do to help schools.
Tom Keating joining us from the Iowa High School Athletic Association here on the Gym Class here on KGYM on this Thursday. A lot of people, and you mentioned it's a fluid situation, and I would imagine this is fluid as well. Talk about the players. Are they going to be required to wear masks? A lot are during the camps this week, and I think that's a very good sign that the kids know what is at stake and what they want to play. You talked about bands. You talked about we haven't talked about student sections yet or things like that, or I think at 4A it's not as big a deal because there are bigger stadiums, but you're talking about A and 1A and 8 player. People are kind of sardined a little bit more. I mean, there's a lot of things that you guys are still working on, I'm sure, right up to the 23rd hour, so to speak.
You're right, and I think one of the things, Scott, is we recognize that situations are so different in each school that we can't put together a one-size-fits-all strategy for them. So, you mentioned, larger schools and places like Linn Mar and Valley, and those kinds of places that have lots of bleacher space, that's one thing. Our smaller towns, actually, some people would look at it as a challenge because they don't have as much bleacher space, but some would look at it as an advantage because their fans are all the way around their complex. So, you know, whether it's in bag chairs or, you know, standing or in their cars, there are folks that have areas, some have hillsides, some have, you know, areas where people can spread out a little bit. So we've kind of left that up to local to decide, you know, what's the best situation or the best strategy for them. And we know, we saw in baseball and softball that people did a really good job of that. So we feel like, you know, if we leave it in their hands, they can put something together that is tailored to what they have to work with.
Yeah, Tom, you and I exchanged emails over the weekend. I so appreciate you getting back to me. But I think it's Absolutely. Important to share the contents of that with our listeners. And you addressed the crowd size question that I had, and you basically told me that it's going to be local control. The second mm-hmm. part of my question was, what kind of threshold will there be in shutting down a football team? Because we saw in baseball and softball, it was one exposure, pretty much. Who's going to make that decision?
Well, our Iowa Department of Public Health has provided our schools with some decision matrices that will be used to make those decisions. It'll be a little different than what we saw in the summer. I think what our ADs and what our schools asked for is some consistency. And, you know, I think that's going to give a little bit more consistency than there was throughout the summer when we just said, you know, contact your Department of Public Health. It's local.
Tom Keating joining us from the Iowa High School Athletic Association on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class for a few more minutes here at 3:46. One thing that I didn't know we ever had to deal with, but you guys are dealing with it as well, and that is we've got a lot of people from different states wanting to play football, and they are making their intentions known to play here in Iowa. I guess it's partly a compliment because of the way that things went in the summertime. A lot of folks saw that. I guess that's, first of all, a compliment to everything that that happened and what you guys did in the summertime. But you got a lot of big-time football players making their way into the state of Iowa, and there are a lot of questions out there, I know, and I'm sure you guys are knocking that around as well.
Well, let's start with, we only know what we know, right? And
right.
What we know is there have been some social media posts indicating that some players from out of state are considering, you know, their families are considering moving to Iowa, enrolling in schools here, and playing a fall sport here. So we don't know that they've enrolled yet. And until they enroll, then it's not really a situation. The second is that we have Iowa Administrative Code that addresses this, that students who transfer from one district to another, they are ineligible for 90 days, 90 school days, unless their families make a bona fide move, meaning the entire family moves and makes a residence in that district. So that means you don't keep your home in state A and then move to Iowa and rent an apartment so that your son or daughter can participate in athletics in school B. So we know that people are saying they're going to do that. That's a big commitment. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, you guys know it's rolling the dice. Today, Iowa plans on conducting a fall season of sports. What will next week bring? We don't know. What will 3 weeks bring? We don't know. So we have rules to cover that. And outside of COVID, you know, every year we have people move into our state and they move for jobs. They move for, you know, family reasons, whatever it is. And those students come with them. And this is different because of the reason that they're coming, but those same rules apply. And we have those things in place. So, you know, it's something that as school districts encounter this, they will just follow the guidelines, follow the administrative code, and determine whether students are eligible or not.
Yeah, Tom, last one from me, and appreciate your time very much. And
absolutely.
I wondered if you'd peel back the curtain a bit, if you would, and how many models, you know, you landed on one for this football season. How many models did you entertain?
How many numbers can you come up with?
Well, Big Ten had 41.
Yeah, you got it. We looked at you know, a variety of models, and we looked at what some other states were doing, and quite frankly, everything was on the table, which made it a little bit complicated. But at the end of the day, we had to say, what are our goals, and how can we best accomplish those goals? And I think, you know, the travel part was a big piece of it. Getting the RPI out of the mix was another piece of it. And then certainly the safety of the players and everybody involved was a piece of it. You know, what we found, which is kind of interesting, is in the 48 minutes of the clock runs in a football game, 12 minutes are spent interacting. Mm. So there's 12 minutes of player-to-player interaction. The majority of that is at the line, as we know. And so for us, the really important part of this is, can we mitigate, you know, the droplets? That doesn't mean we don't pay attention to the linebackers, the defensive backs, the running backs, the receivers, the quarterback. We do. But the real intense part of that is at the line, and that's a four, five, or six second interaction. So how can we manage that? And if we can, we feel like we've got an opportunity here. And so that's what we went with. The model that we came up with in terms of, you know, the schedule, that was all based on travel and RPI.
Tom, appreciate the time, and always a pleasure talking with you. And I know just with the headaches that you guys are going through and Gene is going through as well down at the Girls Union in Des Moines, and we're behind you. We know how tough it is. We're kind of going through the same thing as well, trying to get ready for the season. So we know, and sorry as well that your Phillies have only played, I think, six games so far. That's tough, too.
Based on the performance, I think that's okay. But, you know, guys, I think I appreciate your kind words. What we've told our staff is, you know, this, let's not look at it as a problem. This is an opportunity to be great problem solvers and to be creative and to do what we're built to do, which is find a way to serve our young people. So everything and anything we can do to make that happen, we're going to do. And, you know, if we land in a place where our kids benefit, that's the best success we can hope for.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Tom, appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
You bet, guys. Thank you. Take care. And thank you for everything you do with covering high school sports.
All right. Thank you. Tom Keating from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, the executive director, joining us here at 3:52. We need to take a break. We'll come back. We'll update you on the PGA and have more for you after this.
Are you remodeling this summer? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. Hardware? They've got it. Looking for new cabinets? They're happy to help you design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And of course, they have decorative shiplap and beautiful trim, too. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
We at St. Andrews thank all you golfers for your business this difficult year. We've diligently followed the governor's protocol for golf carts, the course, and the clubhouse. We hope you appreciate our efforts as much as we appreciate your business. And special kudos to all the moms and dads who bring their kids to golf. Stay safe. St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Hey, this is Joseph Newgarden. As a two-time IndyCar Series champion, I love that we're all getting back in our cars and back on the road, stopping at all the places we missed most. And to keep us going between those stops, there's Shell, stopping to fill up with their best fuel ever, save with the Fuel Rewards program, and to get snacks and essentials that can save you even more at the pump. That's just a few of the ways Shell helps you make the most of the stop you need to make. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swcolorchips.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. And when you're ready to paint, shop online. Then stop by your local Sherwin-Williams store for curbside pickup and get everything you need without leaving your car.
Back with you on the Gym Class here at KGYM. Our thanks to Tom Keating for joining us. If you missed any part of our conversation with Tom, we'll have it up in Buttonsville, ready to go on our podcast. You can go to Spotify, you can go to Apple, or you can go to the KGYM website as well. Some good stuff there from Tom, and it's a fluid situation, as he said a few times in there, Mark.
Yeah, I think he expressed some confidence that his organization can mitigate this with the help, widespread help of athletic directors, teams, and whatnot. But we're just going to have to see how we navigate through this and heading for an August 28th opening of the season, which is right around the corner. Camps concluding this week and practices starting next. So, Scott, I don't know if you saw, we've got news out of Iowa City on football seating.
Go ahead.
Iowa will have a capacity of 10,000 to 15,000 fans, according to a letter sent by Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta to fans. Students may purchase tickets. Parking lots will be open at 50% capacity. Face coverings will be required.
Okay.
Tickets and passes are mobile, and no season-long tickets, all single-game tickets. More on that coming up on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Yep.
And, minus Todd.
Yeah, Alex and Buttons today, taking you through there. And tomorrow, looks like it'll be you and Buttons. I'll be back with you coming up on Monday. Bob Herrig will join us on Monday, fresh off the PGA. Looking forward to that. As the next wave going through, Bryson DeChambeau has just hit about a 525-yard drive on one. And his round is underway. Zach Johnson, 4-under par, 66 today. One shot out of the lead for the Cedar Rapids native. Tiger was at -2. Jason Day, your leader, at -5. College football preseason coaches poll. Iowa 23rd. Iowa State 25. Clemson is your number one team. So, and the Twins lost.
Pirates rallying for a 6-5 victory. Can't win them all, Scott.
Who blew it?
I was watching golf. I'm sorry. I switched back to see just the final score. I was confident.
Oh, man. All right. Twins are back tomorrow night right here on 107.5 FM, the Gym OT. All right. Stay tuned. Alex and Buttons coming your way next, and they will join you tomorrow as well at 3 o'clock. Have a great night. Mark, we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you then.
All right.
Today, pros have to do whatever it takes.
The Home Depot is here to make that easier. We've got the products you know and trust on our app,